Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Anne Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Anne Presswell.
Well, good morning, everyone. Hello, hello. This is Reverend Anne Presswell of the Divinely Intuitive Business radio show of divinelyintuitivebusiness.com. I want to welcome you to this week's show. We are going to be talking with Jessica Carter-Brace about videos and how you can really get your work out in a powerful way with videos. But first, I want to say hello to my producer, Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm very good. Thank you.
Okay. It's great to see you. And say hello to Louisa, who's in the chat room. Hey, Louisa, who's my right arm in my business. So, also, let's just take a moment, get grounded, get present, and set an intention for the show, an intention of clearing, of understanding, of knowing how you can get your work out into the world in a more powerful way, easily, effectively, with fun. And so it is. All right. The angel card for this morning is Leveraged Launch, which is a perfect card for this week's show. Since we're going to be talking about videos, videos are great in launches. They're absolutely wonderful. They give people a chance to see who you are and understand, get a sense of you better, because so many times online, people don't have a sense of who you are, and videos give them that. So the Leveraged Launch card says, "My launches are divinely guided, easy, and effective. Launches are fun." How perfect is that, right? All right. So today we're going to welcome Jessica Carter-Brace. She is, sorry about this, just give me a minute to get really present here. Jessica Carter-Brace is the video visibility expert. She understands videos. She's done them for years. She's brilliant at it. And, you know, she really gets what it is to struggle in getting a platform online. And she knows how to help you transform that into a cohesive, attractive presence. She is the best-selling author of Ready, Set, Go Make a Video, 101 YouTube Video Ideas for Your Business, which she's sending to me, and I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to read it. And she will help you leverage your business using video. All right, so you guys get it. All right, she's a video expert. Let's just say hello to Jessica. Welcome to the show, Jessica. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Jessica, how'd you get started in doing videos?
Well, roundabout short story of it is that I've been doing website design and online marketing since 1999, so for 15 years. And a few years ago, I took a break because I had a baby, and that was out kind of out of the loop and learning and studying and going to seminars and things for about 18 months. And when I came back, the entire internet world had changed, which the internet happens fast and even faster these days. So what I really took a look at, you know, as a graphic designer, looking at all of the different ways that you could now get graphic design with Odesk and Fiverr and all of that. And so that part of my business I could clearly see was changing. And then I took a look at website design, where I was a very high-end website designer, and WordPress in those 18 months had become this huge phenomenon where people could easily build and edit their own websites. So in a way, it was this huge iceberg for my business that everything had changed rather quickly. So I sat back and looked at what's next. What is happening next online, and how can I bring this to my clients to help them even more? And when I looked at YouTube and video and how it was all working with the search engines and everything, I started learning about it and studying and going to programs and coaches and things, and I started applying it to my clients, and the results that we were getting were amazing, just amazing results with video, and I was hooked.
Give us
it makes so much easier.
Amazing results that your clients are getting.
Amazing results. Like, for example, I have one client that I worked with, and we made 6 videos for her, just 6 videos, and she shows up 25 times on the first page of Google with 6 videos.
Nice. And how is that? Is it because of the keywords that you're using?
It has a lot to do with the keywords. What a lot of people don't realize is that videos are 53 times more likely to show up on the first page of Google than any other type of website content.
Isn't it overdone? I mean, aren't videos so overdone?
I think videos that are done poorly are overdone. There is a formula to video in a way. You know, people have these slideshow videos with music. I mean, those do absolutely nothing. I mean, who's interested in watching a bunch of slides?
I'm not.
Slide by.
Yeah, it
just isn't there. It's really, the magic formula to video is 3 pieces to it. It's the right content, the right platform, and the right distribution. So when you have those 3 things put together, it's the winning success for video.
What is the right content, the right platform, and the right, I forgot what the third one was, I didn't write it down.
Distribution, yeah.
So what is an example of that?
So content is really, you know, a lot of people will be like, well, I know what my customers are looking for, so I'm going to make videos what I think that they're looking for. And oftentimes they're really not, because your head is so much in your business that you're creating content in a way that isn't necessarily what people are looking for or what their needs are. So the right content is all about figuring out what is your ideal customer looking for online, what are their challenges, their problems, their questions, their concerns, and how can you help them with that? Mm-hmm. It's really, a lot of people will start their videos with, they'll create videos all about me. And, I mean, I've had so many people come to me and be like, oh, I made a video, and we hired a video producer, and it's awesome. It shows my office and my car and my staff and my computers. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with your customer. I'm like, who cares how many computers you have in your office?
Seriously, who cares, right? I got it. Yeah.
You know, it's really about the what's in it for me. You have to really answer that question, because that's the question that your potential clients are asking when they read your video or when they watch your video or see anything about you online, is what's in it for me? What am I going to get out of watching this 1 minute or 2 minutes of my life? And if you can help them in a way by providing valuable content, you'll have a much, much higher conversion with your videos.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's an example of the content. What about the platform?
So the platform is, a lot of people think that YouTube, they know YouTube for video, and they realize that. But what they don't realize is that there's actually like 18 different ways that you can use your video. For example, say you created a video and you put it on YouTube. You can then take the audio out of that video and load it to Blog Talk Radio and have a Blog Talk Radio show from a video. So it's less work.
Interesting. Yeah, but most people don't do 30 minutes of video, right? I mean, they shouldn't, wouldn't you say?
It all depends on the platform.
Training video, obviously. If it's a training video, well, that's different.
It's actually, if you really dig into Apple, and they've done a lot of statistics on it, if you look at who's listening to audio or video or different things, the average iTunes podcast, it should be about 17 minutes, because the average commute in the United States is 17 minutes each way. So they found that if you did your broadcasts shorter, that people are more likely to listen to them all because they feel accomplished. So if they have 17 minutes of spare time or 15 minutes, they feel like they accomplished it because they got all the way to the end time that they have.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, okay, so are you saying doing videos that are that long? And then converting them into, because, like, I won't sit and watch a video for that long. I just won't. As a matter of fact, I've belonged to a couple of membership sites that only train by video. And I'm like, ugh, I'm so out of here. I quit the membership site. I don't care about the content because I will not sit at the computer and watch a video, not for that long. I just won't do it. I'll convert it. And Louisa knows. I ask her to convert it into an MP3 for me because I'll listen to it, but I will not sit and watch it. So, like, to me, that's a big missing for me, but that's me, and I'm only one person. I get that. So I'm asking you, Miss Video Expert here, like, will people sit and watch videos for that long? Obviously they do, because people are, you know, doing these membership sites with videos, but I'm stunned at it because it seems such a waste of time to me.
So you bring up a really good point, and that's one of the things that I'm so passionate about doing the video first, is that everyone has different learning styles. So you can be auditory or visual, or, you know, some people prefer video, some people actually prefer to read, and you just hit the nail right on the head with that you like to listen and you prefer to listen to your content. So there's many different styles of learners, but what you have to realize is that your target audience also has many different styles of learners. So saying just doing the audio or just writing blogs, you're eliminating the other styles of learning, which is definitely a huge piece of your potential market. So the thing I love about video is if you create that one video one time, you now have the visual video. But then you can easily, within like less than a minute, you can take the audio out of the video, which you just said you have your assistant do it for you. But you create that one video first. You can easily extract the audio. So now you have the visual video people. You have the audio people satisfied. And then from the audio, you can just as easily send that audio off and have it transcribed and satisfy the people who prefer to read. So by creating one video, you're actually accessing all three different styles of learning for your content.
Right, I get it. And I can just tell you what my resistance is right here. I just tell you. I'm like, content management, holy crap, you know, and it's, you know, it's enough to manage all of your content with all the trainings that you do, well, that I do, you know, between the business club and the other trainings that I've done, you know, there's like all of that that goes on. So I can just tell you my own resistance to all of this. I'm just like, oh my God, that's just more work to do so that I can reach out to more people. You know, it's like, ah! So my immediate response is, my knee-jerk reaction is, holy crap, it's more work. So I'm not dishing, you know, I'm just like, I do watch videos now and then, and I do read. Actually, that's my other preferred learning style, is reading and listening. I can listen when I swim. I can listen when I wash dishes. I can listen when I fold clothes. I can't listen and watch videos. Now, if I had a smartphone and I was driving everywhere and all that. But then the question is, are those, you know, for me, my target market, I'm sorry, let me just move off of this little rabbit hole. But it's like, it's an interesting conversation about video, and I get what you're saying. I agree with you, because you can't always, you know, all of your people don't learn the same way, and some people do love videos, and they absolutely love it, and they're all over it, you know, and there are a lot of people who do, because it's one of the hottest things. So, all right, let's move past that, because that probably is, you know, we could be talking about that one all day long. The third one you said was, tell me it again.
So it's right content, right platform, and then right syndication. And syndication is, again, getting all of your content out there in the right way.
Yeah.
And there's actually, you know, in the different things that you can do. So with video, you know, what we just talked about, you can take one video, you have the video part, the audio, and the written. But then it's also the right equipment. And that's the biggest thing. You know, people are like, well, I have to go and hire a videographer and have all this stuff and have this expensive person come and do all this editing and do all of these things. And maybe, you know, 5-10 years ago, yes, that really was the best way to do it. But you don't need that anymore. I mean, I have the big studio and all the equipment and the lights and the cameras and everything. And honestly, I use my iPhone more than I use my big studio. And my big studio is in my house.
That's interesting.
Because it's convenient. And it's a great,
right.
You know, cell phones today are a great camera. And, you know, the best camera to have with you, the best camera to have is the camera that you have with you. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't know when you're going to have a thought or an idea or someone's going to give you a great testimonial and you can just take your camera out and film it right then and there.
Is the sound quality good with that?
There is. You know, the sound quality on the iPhone is quite excellent. And the other part to it, too, is that there's accessories that you can actually add to your iPhone. Like I have a little video kit that I carry around, and it's a little tiny purse. And it
of course you
it
do.
Turns, of course I do. I know. It's actually really funny because I carry it in a Mickey Mouse purse, which just makes it even more character building.
So funny.
But it really, you know, it's a little lens, and it attaches on, and that lens makes my iPhone an HD wide-angle camera. So I get an extra 4 feet in my shot to get those really nice wide HD shots that everybody likes. And then I have an adapter so that I can actually use a professional video microphone on my iPhone. So I up-level my sound.
Got you. That makes a big difference. Yeah.
Yes. Well, sound is the most important part of the whole video. I mean, if the video is a little fuzzy or not quite right, if people can hear you clearly, they'll stay. But as soon as they cannot hear you clearly, they leave.
Yep.
And especially for you, since you're an auditory primary learner.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm out of there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like auditory reading and then video is your least preference, which I'm the other way around. I'm video first, then reading, and then auditory. I can't pay attention if I'm just listening.
Well, and that makes sense, right?
You can ask my husband.
Well, and that, yeah. And that makes sense because you're doing the work that is right for you, you know, doing video. I mean, it's your love, it's your passion. And you should be doing that. And you should be doing that with people who are like me, who can't, you know, and don't and won't, you know, except now and then, you know, screaming and with it, wailing and gnashing of teeth, you know, pull out a video and do a video. And I'll do them. I'm not afraid of being in front of the camera. It's the preparation and the, you know, and then the editing part. Like I just, you know, all of those things, these are common resistors. I'm sure you have them. You hear them from people all the time, right? Like, you know, for women, it's about the hair and makeup, right? You have to get ready. You have to get dressed. You do the hair, the makeup, sit in front of the camera, set it all up, you know, all of that. It's not really the video itself. It's the prep for the video. It's the doing of the video. And then it's the editing of the video afterwards, right?
A lot of it. I mean, we've simplified it because we've created systems because we've been doing it so much. But what we found is that you chunk it. So I will set aside, like when I do my own videos, I'll set aside an hour or two and I'll be like, this is my video day. So that's the day that I know that I'm going to put my makeup on and maybe make my hair a little bit nicer because I'm going to go and I'm going to do a bunch of videos. So what you can accomplish once you get your mindset set that I'm going to do videos and you chunk it, you'd be amazed how many videos you can get done in an hour.
True. I can get a bunch of them done too in that time. So do you then do all of the editing yourself with your videos?
I've actually learned to film in a way that doesn't require a lot of editing. So we've created systems and processes for that to make it easier so it's not a lot of editing. In that, you know, we have a set agenda that we prepare ahead of time. Say we're going to film this and this, and then we start and stop the camera in a way so that we know exactly when one video ends and starts and that's all tracked. Because your camera actually numbers your videos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
All you need to do is when you're filming is you write 1, and then you know that's the first video. And then if you mess up, then you just put an X on 2, an X on 3, an X on 4, and then you know that 5 is the next one that's good. So So it's creating little simple systems like that that just make things easy and fast and very time efficient for you to get a lot of videos done.
I love it. I love it. So what would you say the best five videos are for someone who is a spiritual, intuitive, healer, entrepreneur that we're, you know, my target market, the people that I serve, what would the best five videos be for them to do? And how long?
Two-part question. Awesome. So I'll answer the long one first because that's really easy. So the long is a typical YouTube video. That's the kind of video that you want to be found in a search engine. So it's someone who's never heard about you before, and maybe they're searching in Google or they're searching in YouTube, and they come across some information. Then that type of video there should be about 2 to 3 minutes. You want to keep it short and sweet because of people's attention spans, because they don't know how awesome you are yet.
Right.
So this is your chance to show them how awesome that you are. So we want to keep it short and sweet, and then at the end offer them something. So the way that the sequence goes is that one of the videos that you want to create is your offer video, and a lot of people forget that. So I've seen so many times that people will come and say, wow, I created all these videos, and I'm not getting any leads or calls, or nothing's happening with them. And, you know, I watch their videos, and the one thing that they forget is they have this tremendous, awesome content, and then at the end, they forget to tell the viewer what to do next. So they need a strong call to action. So what you have to decide, what do you want them to do? So they just came in, Anne, and they searched for you, and maybe they found your angel cards, your business angel cards, or and they're looking for that. And they're like, that's exactly what I need. And then you explain all the cards, and they're like, wow, that was awesome. I love this product. And then the video ends. And they're like, well, how do I buy them? What do I do? How can, you know, and they're like, I don't know what to do, and a confused mind will do nothing. Yeah, a confused mind will do nothing, so it'll just go away. So, you know, with that, you have to make sure that you're clear on what your offer is, and I always suggest people to do that first and decide on that first on what you want them to do next, because that will help to frame how you set up your next video. So your next video that you want to set up is your content, and you want to create a video that really is informational. So you want to create a video that's helping people, because people are searching online. YouTube is the number two search engine in the world outside of Google, and Google owns YouTube. So they play very well together. More often than not, videos that do well in YouTube search will also be on the first page of Google at the same time. So what you want to do is create content of what people are searching for. And you really want to think about what your customers are looking for, and how can you help them? How can you serve their needs? How can you help them with the challenges that they have, questions, concerns? And answer those questions for them in the video. Be really helpful. Because the more helpful that you are, people, when you're really helpful to someone and they see that, they're like, wow, it's the law of reciprocity. They're like, that was really great. Anne made a fantastic video. It was just exactly what I was looking for. I wonder what else she has. Or I wonder what else she has to offer. So your first video is what you want them to do next. Your next video is your content. Then you want to have a short video that's really an intro video. Now, here's the thing what people do is most people will start their YouTube videos with, hi, I'm Jessica Brace, and I'm a video coach, and here's what I do, and here's how I help you, and here's my contact information, and then they give the content. But that's not really how you want to set up your videos. So one of the ways that you can quickly edit your videos in the future is to create what we call a branding bumper. And the branding bumper is just a short little clip of your logo and a little bit about what you do and maybe your website address. And that is just to set the tone for your video and to put your branding in there, and that's it. But once you have that piece done, you can then quickly add that to your videos as you go along. And that way all your videos will be consistent. So people easily recognize, hey, there's Anne's video, or there's Jessica's video. I remember that logo, and oh, great, they're going to have great content. So that's really three pieces that you have there. Now, one of the really big ones that a lot of people miss is something that YouTube did about a year and a half ago, which is the welcome video. And so if you're setting up your YouTube channel, which I highly recommend because YouTube has over 1 billion users per month logging in every single month. That's 1 billion people per month logging into YouTube looking to watch videos. So what you really want to do when you're focusing on your YouTube channel is there's a feature in your YouTube that you want to activate called the welcome trailer. And a lot of people don't realize this. And when it first came out, people weren't really sure, but I loved it from a marketing perspective because the welcome trailer is a video that you upload that only gets shown to people who have not yet subscribed to your YouTube channel. So it's all your new people. So this is YouTube's way of giving you an opportunity to create a video that speaks directly to someone who doesn't know who you are and hasn't yet subscribed to your YouTube channel. And when I say subscribe to your YouTube channel, it's just like liking a Facebook page. So just like you have likes on your Facebook page, you have subscribers on your YouTube channel. So it's the same thing. So your welcome video is really important that you frame that in a way to tell them, hey, here's some great content. Oh, and by the way, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Because the next time they come back after they subscribe, they will never, ever see that video again once they subscribe. It's a special video that you can set up just for people who haven't subscribed to your channel yet.
Mm-hmm. Sounds nice. What should be in that? Just so like, hello,
You want to talk a little bit about you, but you want to talk about more. Again, focus on the what's in it for me. So if someone found you and they were saying looking for marketing for holistic healers or marketing, you know, it was someone from your exact target market, and they searched for you and your YouTube channel came up, what would you want them to know on how you could help them? Because they're not really interested in how much business that you've had or how many clients you have all over the world. Save that stuff for later. What they're really interested in is how are you going to help me? Because people are searching for problems and challenges and issues that they have, and that's why we go to search. So what someone just came to you, they're looking for answers, so let them know how can you help them, what's in it for them.
Let me ask you a question, Jessica. Are you saying it sounds like the welcome video would be really about on the YouTube would be really about introducing them to your channel and how your videos what you're going to be talking about in your videos, because they may never go to your website until after they've seen 20 videos from you, right? And then they go, like, you know what, I really like this chick. I want to go check her out. And go finally to your website. So the welcome video sounds to me like it's really about what they're going to get on YouTube, which, of course, is about who you are and what you do, but what's in it for them on the YouTube channel. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it is. It's about what's in it for them. What are they going to get by watching your videos? What are they going to get by subscribing to you?
Okay.
What's coming next?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a present, and they see this pretty present, and what happens when I open the bow? What's inside the box?
Right. So would you suggest that people go to other, you know, go log in to YouTube and go watch a few of these welcome channels? Go watch yours, for example, so that they can get a sense of what it actually could look like, a good welcome video would look like, right?
Yep, and I would actually suggest searching for your competitors, especially the larger, huge people who have these tremendous YouTube channels, and model what they've done, because if they're doing it, then it's probably working for them.
Yeah, definitely. So you talk about how a 2-minute video can become a cash machine. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it really, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't know what to say or what to do in my videos and all that. And that's why I wrote my book, because it was really, there's so many great ideas in so many different ways with video and all that. But really, that 2 minutes, and when you're talking about a 2-minute or a 3-minute video, it's really about putting that video out there in a way that people find you. Like Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post, she has a great quote which says, "Ubiquity is the new exclusivity." And ubiquity meaning that you keep showing up everywhere. So if you create this one video, a 2-minute video, and with that one video, you can do so many things with it. You can send it in an email. You can post it to LinkedIn. You can post it to Facebook. You can take out the audio and offer it as an MP3. You can have it transcribed and have it written. You can use it as a blog post on your blog. You can put it on someone else's blog. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. You can tweet the link to it. So creating that one video, you're creating a strategy where that one piece of content can now go out on the internet in so many different ways. You can upload videos to Pinterest. You know, there's so many different things that you can do by creating that 1-2 minute video. And by having, you know, say if you just have, if you think of it like doorways, and doorways are the ways that people can come in to your business. So if you have just a blog, you have one door. But if you have a YouTube channel, if you have a Facebook, if you have audio, if you have transcriptions, if you have all of these things, you have many doors where people can come into your business. So if you want more people to come into your business, then start opening the doors. Let them come in the ways that they would like to find you.
You really do need a content manager for all of this. It's a lot.
Not really. There are ways, and there's software out there now, where you can create the content then it automates the process for you.
Well, that's true. That's true, there are. So you have a unique, courageous on-camera technique that you can show people how in less than 3 minutes they can easily record attention-getting videos with no expensive equipment necessary. You want to talk about that?
Sure. So it really is, you know, creating videos is all in a state of mind. Just like you're having a conversation with someone, it's no different. I mean, people think, oh, there's lights, there's cameras, and they get themselves all riled up about the complexities of it, but it's really not, because online video is really a conversation, and that's all it is. People are not expecting the newscaster desk and the fancy suit and all of this stuff. YouTube video is all about being who you are as you are and recording that message. So what I like to do when I work with people, the courageous on camera technique, is really working with people to get grounded on what it is they want for their business, who it is that they're trying to reach, how are these people, and just really close your eyes and just kind of visualize, here's where I am, this is how I envision my business, and start thinking about that, and start thinking about all the people that your business can help, and all the people and their pains and their struggles and their challenges that they have, and how you can easily help them if they just heard this message from you, if they just watched this video from you. And when you do that and you set your mindset in that way, when you open your eyes and you hit that record button, it's going to be some of the most fabulous videos that you've ever created.
Oh, beautiful. So beautiful. That's gold. Absolute gold. Yeah. Because you're really, you know, using my languaging, you're connecting with the energy of the people. You are calling them in. You're setting the intention. And you're actually channeling, if you will, that whole energy out into the world. And you're putting that energy out in the world. And those people will then respond in kind and connect with it. They'll hear it. They'll connect with it. They'll see it. I think that's just brilliant. Thank you for that. I love it.
And it is. You know, they say windows are the eyes to the soul, and video right now is the closest way that we have of having an actual conversation with someone. But yet, instead of doing it one-on-one or just a few people at a time with a speaking, you can reach thousands and thousands of people with your videos and have conversations with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really beautiful. So what do you think the biggest video mistake people make is?
One of the biggest video mistakes I think people make is not doing them, which is really,
that's good.
I think that's the biggest one.
All right, so how do you avoid the biggest mistake? Get an iPhone.
Yep. Any old cell phone would do. Even if you don't have a cell phone that has a video camera in it, almost every laptop that's been built, iPads, tablets, any computer has a web camera built into it. In fact, the web camera that I use
really lousy.
Is a Logitech.
They're lousy. They're not very good, I don't think.
The one I have is a Logitech C920, and it's an HD camera. It's fantastic, and it costs $60 on Amazon.
Nice.
So it really, you know, for $60, if you don't have any type of web camera, you can get the Logitech C920, order it from Amazon, have it delivered the next day, and you're ready to go. You're ready to create your videos.
We did, last year, we did some videos via Google Hangout, and I thought they were just not that great, you know, as far as the, you know, like every time you move, it's sort of like a slower thing, and I know that's different because that's a Google Hangout versus actually doing your videos, but it was, I just didn't think they were that great because the quality, at least on my camera, on my computer, the quality was not that good, so that's why I say that. So how do you, I know that you said that, you know, you can use videos to sell things. Is it, would you say that the main thing to do with that would be, you know, giving a clear call to action, or is there something more to do to have a really great video for sales? Give me an example. So, for example, someone's doing a launch for a program, right? And you, or say maybe you just have a new item that's come out. Say, for example, there's a new, you know, I do affirmations all the time, right? So I have a new affirmation recording that I've got available for sale. So are you saying doing a video for something like that every time it comes out just to share what's going on, you know, hey, you can have this and tell them what's in it for them and that kind of thing? What would make it better? What would make a little video like that better?
Short and sweet if you have a new product. I'm not a big fan of, like, the hour-long, let me explain every little detail thing.
Not either.
I'm one of those people, you know, I'm busy. If I like it, I'll buy it. If I don't, but I do want to know what I'm buying.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's really, you know, video is all about the connection. I mean, you can listen to an audio, you can read a website page, you can do all of those things, but the video is the connection. It's where, just like when you meet someone, you can kind of get that energy and feel if you like them or you don't rather quickly. So video gives you that opportunity for people to know, like, and trust you rather quickly as well. So with that, just a short little video, hey, it's Anne and I'm here and, you know, I have this new product out and I really wanted to share it with you today and here's what it is. And if you're interested, then go on over here because this is how it can help you. You always want to let them know what's in it for them. And then at the end, be really clear about what you want them to do next. And one of the things that people tend to do is, well, if you want to, you can call me on the phone or you can visit my website. And don't forget to like my Facebook page. Oh, and while you're at it, you can also opt in for my newsletter. And they have all these call to actions at the end, which gets really confusing. And I'm sure you've seen videos like that.
Yes.
So when you're doing a sales video, one focus, one point, one call to action, extremely simple. And when you do your call to action, show them how to do it. So if they have to go to a website and click on a link, show them what the website address is. Type it out on the screen. If you can, show them what the actual place is where they're going to click the Buy Now button. Make it as simple as possible. Like I have a 5-year-old, so I always pretend I'm explaining it to my 5-year-old because then if he can get it, then I know my customers will get it and they will not be confused and they will be ready to buy.
Got it. Got it. Elizabeth has something to say, just real quick. Elizabeth?
Hi. Yes. Thank you, Anne. If anybody would like to call in with a question for Jessica, the lines are open now. So you can either call in using Skype or on the number, which is, oh, gosh, it's disappeared from my from my switchboard. Sorry, 1 second.
That's fine.
The number to call is 646-668-2211. So if you have a question for Reverend Anne and for Jessica, please call in. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. You know, and Elizabeth also sent me a note here. We have these little private chats, and you know, that we have going on. This is just for the listeners. And Elizabeth sent me a note saying, please explain what the content management complexity thing is, you know, because she feels like there are going to be people who are going to be confused as to why I get overwhelmed when I think about content management. And it's because what Jessica said, I'm going to just explain it from my perspective here. So I have a team, two amazing women who are full-time in my business, who work for me full-time. One manages all of my Twitter and does a lot of research, and she handles a lot of the Google stuff for me, and you know, and the other one does all of my client stuff and a lot of, you know, all of that care, you know, just amazing stuff. You know, Louisa's amazing and Thelia is also amazing. So when I have someone who does transcribing, and of course there's Elizabeth who does, you know, all of the radio show stuff. So we have multiple areas of marketing already that are going on. So when I think about adding one more videos, which I can see totally is a great idea. But then video, we can do video. All right, we can do videos, right? I get that. But then when you start to talk about, oh, but then you can transcribe it and use it as a blog, and then you can do this, and then you can do that, and then you can put it over here, and then I'm like, oh my gosh! You know, I get that it's really about setting the systems in place. I really get it.
Yep.
When we're talking about the management of all of that, that's when my head starts to spin, right? Because it just feels like it's just too much to do already, and to add that in, it just gets overwhelming. So that's why I go into, I don't think so, you know, not right now, or videos, okay, fine, but all the rest of it, because I totally get leveraging the work that you're doing, right? Absolutely leverage. It's brilliant. You must leverage your work because otherwise you are going to be crazy. So and with all of that, that's for me what shows up. Does that explain it, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, it's not the actual doing the video. It's the coordinating afterwards to make sure that all the channels get the information and it's all put out there at the same time in a coordinated fashion. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Exactly, and then finding someone to transcribe. I mean, I have somebody who's fabulous at transcribing, but she's already busy with all the other stuff. So, like, adding one more thing, you know, it's just there's so many pieces, I think. And I'm probably just feeling a little overwhelmed anyway, so... You know, let's just put it within the context of, you know, Anne feels overwhelmed this morning anyway. So, you know, to put all this on top of it just goes, you know, that's okay. You know, getting when I'm very grounded and like the world is full of everything and possibility and there's no problem and everything's flowing perfectly, then, I'm a different mindset, right? I mean, that's, you know, it's just the way it is. So I'm just being real. Jessica, thank you for that.
And just a question to that. For one thing, Anne, like just say you were going to say, okay, I'm just going to create a video and upload it to YouTube. YouTube will automatically post it to your Facebook, post it to your Twitter, and post it to your Google+, and you don't have to do a thing.
Nice.
All you had to do was upload the video to YouTube. So
nice.
You have four taken care of just by that one step.
Yeah, thank you for that. So I have a great question. So how much time does video marketing take? That's a great question. I mean, like, realistically, because when you're talking about this, you know, there's editing of it, right? So it's not just the taking of the video, but it's also the prep work. It's also the you know, determining what you're going to talk about. And actually, it does get easier. The more you do it and the more distinctions you have, along with everything else, it gets easier. Once you have the systems in place, it's easier. I get it. I really get it, because that's any kind of marketing system that you put into place is going to be like that. But let's talk about, like, the flow from beginning to once you get it down and you've got all those systems in place. Let's talk about that, okay? Since you've done
it's really
it and you've
quick.
People do it, yep. It's a great conversation, because video marketing is one wonderful stream of marketing.
It can be really quick. I'm actually here now. I'm in the Dominican at a client's location. They brought me down to help them because they're filming some video products. But what we've done is, you know, we've created Systematize. He's actually in the process of filming right now 99 business mistakes. So he's filming a series of 99 short 2-minute videos. And, you know, the goal for that is to have that done within just a couple days. And with the editing and everything. And why it's so simple is because your intro bumper and your offer, so when you create your video, the content in the middle, and it's very easy to do. If you have a PC computer, you can use Windows Live Movie Maker, which is free. If you have a Mac, iMovie comes on a Mac, and it's free. And both of those are really easy to use. So it's just a matter of putting your video, opening up your video, adding in the video that you already created in the front for your branding, and adding your call to action at the end. So it's literally just less than 2 minutes. So you can record a 2-minute video, edit it in 2 minutes, give yourself another 2 minutes to get it up to YouTube. I would say 10 minutes total. So if you can take 10 minutes a week and create one video per week for your business, that's a really good marketing plan.
I'm sorry, I don't believe you. I just don't. I do not believe it takes 2 minutes to do a video. I don't believe it takes 2 minutes to set it up. I don't believe it takes 2 minutes to edit it. And I don't believe it takes 2 minutes to load it up. I just don't. 10 minutes is like, I'm like, yeah, that's pie in the sky. I don't believe you. I just don't.
You just gave me an idea. I'm going to actually film myself when I do it so you can see.
Please do. And send it to me.
I will.
All right. So, you know, I've seen some people going into like video blogs, which I think is actually a really cool idea. And by doing a video blog, honestly, they're leaving me out because I won't sit and watch it. I just won't. So, what would you say would be a good idea for that? Would you say if you're going to do a video blog, also transcribe it and have it put onto the website so people who like to read or scan? Because, see, I like to scan. I don't want to sit there and watch a whole video, a 3 or 5 minute video
right.
on somebody's video
right.
blog. But I would like to get the main points and see if I want to listen to the whole thing or watch the whole or read the whole thing. Does that make sense? Sometimes I don't read the whole thing, write the whole article, right? But I'll read the points and then move on. With a video, you can't do that. That's the problem for me with videos.
Ah, it's but there
longer
is a way to do that.
Right?
here's an advanced ninja trick. On YouTube, if you put parentheses and a time, so if you put open parentheses and then, like, say for 1 minute and 30 seconds, you would put the number 1:30 and then close the parentheses. So we have 1 minute and 30 seconds. And then you would type what happens at 1 minute and 30 seconds. And when you type that into the description box in YouTube, YouTube automatically creates a link to exactly 1 minute and 30 seconds in your video. So you can create highlight points of your video for those people that are scanning.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Which is one way to do it. And then I always suggest the reason that you want to have your content twice is one for people who like to read, because we want to reach all three different learning styles, which video makes it easy to do, the auditory, the video, and then the readers. But the thing with the readers is that once you have all of that content there, not only is it beneficial for your audience portion that likes to read, but it also is for the search engines, because your content actually ends up being twice. So if you have a blog post that has a video embedded, and then you have underneath the video all of the transcript of the video, Google's going to come in and look at that, and it's going to read the written content of the transcript. It's also going to watch the video, and Google itself automatically transcribes any video that it sees into written content and then indexes that in the search engine as well.
Can you access
so by creating,
transcription?
Yeah, they do, but they don't do a great job.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not 100% readable. In fact, sometimes I know people that upload videos to YouTube, And they'll take the transcription that comes out of it and then just edit it, because sometimes that's faster than having it totally transcribed.
Right, right, right. That makes sense. That makes sense. That's funny. Huh. So what would you say to the person who doesn't want to be on cameras? How would you help them resolve? Because, hey, I don't have that issue. I have others, but I don't have that issue. right. So how would you help them? And I'm sure you have people who go, yeah, I don't want to be the camera shy, right? So how would you help them?
I would have them write out a script of what they want to say, record the audio, and then create a slideshow from the audio, which isn't as effective. It will get the job done, and you'll have conversion with it, because I've seen it, and we've worked with clients in that capacity. However, having the person in the face, in the soul contact with someone, and being able to feel like you're having a conversation with them, those type of videos convert much better than the PowerPoint ones.
Right. Yeah. So we're getting close on time. So tell me, tell the readers, or readers, listen to me, sorry, the listeners, what the gift is that you have for them, because I know you've got a juicy, yummy gift.
I do. I have a really good one. A few months ago, we just launched my book, which is Ready, Set, Go Make a Video, 101 YouTube Ideas for Your Business. And it also includes a ton of information in there, and there's 10 bonuses that you can download as well, like my video equipment guide to what kinds of equipment I recommend, mini scripts for creating your videos. There's just amazing stuff within the book itself. Plus, there's 101 ideas for you to create videos for your business as well.
Brilliant.
Kind of plug and play. So with that, my book currently is on Amazon for $30, but I would like to gift it to everyone in your audience for free.
Wow, that's huge.
It is. So I think it'll really help a lot of people.
And don't walk. All right, so what's the URL for that?
Sure, it's Ready, Set, Go, Make a Video, and then it's /gift, G-I-F-T.
Okay, and that includes the bonuses as well?
Yep.
Or no?
Directions
my
are
word.
In the book on how to download the bonuses.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah, very good, very good. Ready, Set, Go, Make a Video.com /gift. Really awesome. Really awesome. What last minute words of wisdom do you have for our listeners today?
I think the best thing to do is I challenge everyone today to pick up your camera and create a video. Whether you use the video or not, it doesn't matter, but just get the sensation of picking up that camera, really focusing and heart-centering yourself on who it is that you want to reach, how can you help them, feel their need for you, because they need you. They're waiting to hear from you. People are searching online. Millions of people every single day are searching online for something, and I guarantee you that hundreds, if not thousands of them, are searching for exactly what you have to offer. So by creating that video, you're going to be able to reach them in a way that they need to hear from you. So create a video today. Pick up whatever camera you have. Just say something into the camera, even if it's hi and what your name is and what your business is. That's perfect. But that's going to get you into the state of creating videos and getting used to being on camera, because it's just like riding a bicycle. The first time you rode a bike, you probably crashed, or maybe it wasn't so great as an experience for you. But you got back on the bicycle and you did it again until you got it right. And anything new is the same. You just got to keep doing it until you get back great at it.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. All right. Thank you so much. Let me just check in with, Elizabeth said we just have a little bit more time. Let me just ask you a question about going back to the content management for a second. Elizabeth asked, are there any content management software programs? I know there is, and I remember seeing one that helps you manage all of the content. So what would you suggest that, you know, as some sort of content management software?
Content management software for video? Well, it's kind of a bunch of bits and pieces. There is no one-all catch-all for video yet, per se. But a lot of the different things that you can do, like, for example, if you upload a video to YouTube, it automatically posts it to your Google+, your Twitter, and your Facebook for you.
Right. So, you know, that's four pieces of content there. So that's by creating that one video, you just put yourself out in four different places. You open four doors for new customers to come in and find you.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there's little things like that. For your blog, there's different plugins that you can use with WordPress, for example. There's a type of plugin where you can it will automatically search your YouTube channel, and when you have a new video posted to your YouTube channel, it will automatically go to your WordPress site, and it will create a blog post, embed the video, and put the transcription underneath it without you having to do anything. It just does it automatically. So there's tools out there, but there isn't one massive content management tool for video yet.
Mm-hmm. Probably will be. It's probably in the making somewhere, right?
I'm sure. I hope so.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. What led you to actually writing the book? I know I asked you in the beginning, but like when you what? And let me change the question. Actually, what changed for you after you wrote the book? Like, what changed for you in your business?
Oh wow! Well, the book. Here's an interesting thing about the book. And the way that I wrote the book was actually a webinar, a video that I did. So I took my webinar, I had it transcribed and then edited, and then that was my book. And it was done and created from a video. So with that, it has opened tremendous doors. I've been traveling all over the country for speaking engagements at large conferences. I received a call from the Anthony Robbins, the Tony Robbins company, who saw my book and asked me to come and do a training for their business mastery because of my book.
No.
I just flew out to San Diego a few weeks ago, and I received an award for the marketing strategies that we've used for my book.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's definitely been an excellent door opener for us.
That's great. Really great. Yeah, congratulations. All right, let me just check in with Elizabeth here for a second. Elizabeth, where are we on time? Okay, very good. She just sent me a note. All right. Thank you, Jessica, for sharing your wisdom and your gift with us today. I think that's really incredible, and everybody just go get that gift. What an incredible offering that she's given. All right. Each one of you here has gifts that you are divinely guided to give to the world, to share with the world. Videos, blogging, radio show, doesn't matter. Get your gifts out into the world in a powerful way. You're being guided. If you feel as though this is the right way for you to go, follow it. Go do it. Don't just think about it, but go take action. Your people are waiting for you. They're looking for you. Your blessing can transform their lives. Your gift can transform their lives. Go share your gifts with the world. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us. By the way, next week, it's me and me alone, and I'm doing intuitive readings on the show. So it's going to be an interesting, we're going to be talking about intuition and how you use your intuition in your business. And I'm going to model using intuition in business in a reading, a business reading with someone. So we'll see you next week. Get your divine on. Bye, everyone.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.